Kevin Mack's era, Audio Adrenaline, King of the Comebacks, Francesca Battistelli, He Knows My Name, and Cutlass, What Faith Can Do. Hey, good morning to you at 7:50.
Winter storm watch in effect from late tonight through Wednesday night. Heavy snow is possible. Accumulation totals vary widely. Maybe just an inch for those of you west of the Susquehanna to maybe 5 to 9 east. Today, clouds on the increase. We do have a chance of rain and some snow showers mixing in later this afternoon. High 45 today. Low 33 tonight, rain and snow showers. And then winning Wednesday, looks like snow starting in the morning, becoming heavier by the afternoon. Highs near 36 expected. Right now, it is 22 in Harrisburg and York, 21 in Lebanon, and 25 in Lancaster.
As a warm-up for the Boston Marathon, our friend Jerry Higley ran all the way here from Lebanon Valley YFC. Uphill through six feet of snow.
And I had to carry AJ on my back.
That's right. Our friends Jerry and AJ from Lebanon Valley YFC are with us today. Jerry, tell us about Lebanon Valley Youth for Christ for those who don't know.
Yeah, Lebanon Valley YFC has been around for a long time now, but you know, I'm pleased to know, Fred, it's still relevant and meaningful.
You guys really have changed with the times.
We have. There's been, three or four big significant shifts in the way we do ministry. And I think that that's allowed us to stay relevant to today's teenagers. And I think that's really significant. It takes hard work. Even just this last week, our staff, we were talking about, hey, is there a better way? And we have a great, great team. And they just always say, hey, continuous improvement. How can we get better? How can we do things a little bit better? How can we minister a little more effectively to these kids? And so for some reason, God's allowed us to do that. It's not easy going through that process. It kind of gives you a headache. But but when you see God really follow through and help you and keep you effective, that's just a good thing. And really, it's because we have a great team that's working with us right now.
And Jerry's brought one of his team members with him, AJ. And AJ, tell us about some of the things that YFC's doing with the kids.
Okay. Well, we do our club services every Tuesday for middle school. We do Bible studies and we have trips and events. Last week, just to share a quick story, my wife was doing Bible study with the girls at our home. And we've been trying to get the kids to engage the Bible on their own time. We've been telling them to download YouVersion, get a Bible, just get into it. But they haven't been doing it. And then my wife was like, you know what? We got to do this step by step. Pulled up the app on the TV, showed the kids how to download it, showed them how to find plans and interact with it. And the kids were like, whoa, this is cool. You know, this is fun.
Yeah.
You know, but it was surface level. They read a verse or two, went home. Over the weekend, my wife and I was in New York, and she was getting text messages from all these girls like, wait a minute. This is actually legitimate. This is God loves me. You know, this is what that verse means. This is what God means over here. And the kids engaging the Bible on their own without us. And it's like, wow, that's amazing. That doesn't happen in middle school. That doesn't happen in youth ministry often.
No.
But God, by his grace, is allowing it to happen at YFC. So
that's a great story. If folks would get more information about Lebanon Valley YFC, they could visit you guys online.
Yep, sure. Yep, lvyfc.com.
Or they could come out and support you and see what you're doing at your Bid for Kids. Tell us about that.
That's right. Yep. That's our Bid for Kids auction is coming up March 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Lebanon Expo Center. That's a big place.
That's
that fairgrounds
a big place.
And we fill up just
beautiful.
About all those buildings with all kinds of things. So, yeah, whatever you're looking for, there's a good chance that we have it out there.
You have garden stuff. You have jewelry stuff, books. You guys always have huge sports memorabilia.
Yep, lots of sports. Yeah, quilts, beautiful quilts.
Cars.
Know, yeah, I think you should buy Lisa a nice quilt.
She's
such a good person.
She is a great person.
I'm not sure
person.
When her birthday is. Sometime this year, no doubt.
So. Come out and get her a quilt.
Yeah.
If folks want to see some of the stuff you have up for your auction bids, they can see that online, too.
Yeah, that's online, too. Sure, yep.
And visit Lebanon Valley Expo Center and Fairgrounds, March 15th, 16th, and 17th. The 32nd annual Bids for Kids, Lebanon Valley Youth for Christ, a great way to support them and to find out what they're doing, lvyfc.com. Or do you need volunteers or donations still?
Yep. Donations, we're pretty good, actually.
Okay.
But volunteers to help out, they can help out in the kitchen, they can be runners, they can, if they want to come and help, we can find a place for them.
Yeah, call the office, 717-272-5106. Guys, thanks for being here today.
It's
Thank
a pleasure.
Great to see you. Best of luck in the Boston Marathon,
Thank
Jerry.
You.
It's great. We look forward to seeing those pictures and hearing your stories.
Hey, and I'll give you my bib number, and you could track me during the race.
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden, if I'm not moving, you say, oh, what happened to poor
somebody
Jerry?
Somebody go out and find Jerry.
Yeah.
And how long, Jerry, right now, will it take you to run back to Lancaster YFC?
Until 11.
What's your time on that?
It depends if I still have to carry AJ or not.
I meant 11 YFC. Yeah, I have to carry AJ.
That might be a
few extra minutes on there.
That's great. Back to the music with Sailors More. And